The Holy Gospel for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 20th chapter. The Sadducees, who do not believe in the resurrection of the dead, try to trap Jesus. They formulate the convoluted case of a serial widow who marries a succession of seven brothers. Jesus responds by teaching about God, to whom all are alive and in whom all relationships are fulfilled. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless, then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her." Jesus said to them, "Those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I'm thinking of a particular funeral that I had in my first parish, south of Valley City. The church was North Lemoore. It was a Lutheran church in the country, about a mile west of Highway 1, on the way to Oaks. It was an old congregation established in 1881, and for a time it was filled with people. But as farm families were smaller and farms were farther apart, it became a smaller congregation that still gathered in a large building. The reason this funeral stands out was because of this. The woman's name was Clara. She was 98 years old. She had moved away from North Lemoore back in the 50s and settled in Minnesota. But now that she had passed, her body was returned to North Lemoore, where she was going to be buried next to her parents in the church cemetery right outside of the building. What was sad was this. On the day of her funeral, no one came. Now, I was there as the pastor. The organist was there. And the funeral director and his assistant were there. But that was all. Four of us. We had her service. The four of us carried her casket to the cemetery. And I remember as the casket was placed, before the committal service began, I made a comment. "Clara, here is your congregation." There they were, the row upon row of headstones, on either side of where her body was going to be lowered. It was her congregation. but a congregation of silence. She would be remembered, though. She would have a tombstone, and on that tombstone would be her name, the date of her birth, and the date of her death. That's what Job wanted too, in our first reading today. Oh, that my words could be recorded, that they could be engraved with an iron pen in lead on a rock. Lead would prevent the words from wear, so they would remain. And isn't that what a tombstone is? It has a name, it has a date of beginning, and a date of ending. But it doesn't celebrate life. No, life is celebrated in between those two dates. That's where life is. That's where we find life. And that's where we find our Lord. Sometimes it's difficult to see that, but it's there. Today we talk about Job's other words. The words that Job lifted up between the date of his birth and the date of his death. In our text today, we hear Job saying, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. This past Friday, I said those exact words from Job as we had the committal for Curtis Brock at Fairview Cemetery. Those words are always the first words when we begin a committal. And this coming Friday, I will use those same exact words again as we lay John Olsrud to rest. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. Those are words of life, not death. Those are words that can't be silenced. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Now, as you know, pastors look at commentaries in order to get ideas for how to convey either a theme or a theological bit of doctrine. And I noticed in a commentary on Job, our first reading today, that the finest commentary ever written on Job and the resurrection was penned by George Frederick Handel. The Messiah. The Messiah is the ultimate expression of the resurrection. And in 2 weeks, Handel's music and words will come to life here as the Messiah is again performed. And after the Hallelujah chorus, which is the focal piece of his work, where the resurrection is declared to us in all its power, it is then followed by an aria for a soprano. And what is that aria? I know that my Redeemer liveth. Using this text from Job, it will carry the words of the resurrection home for you and for me. And so today as we gather here, you and I are between our beginning and our end. And in that time of beginning, as children of God, we continue to be filled with God's grace, with God's promise, with God's very body and blood in Christ. We receive the word, and it does something to us. It raises us up to see life that really is life. You and I are called to be resurrection people. We know that we are one day going to end an earthly form. And maybe that's part of the problem with the gospel today. When the Sadducees are so concerned about whose wife the woman will be, which of those seven husbands will she be with in heaven? Those are earthly thoughts. The resurrection is different. Jesus says, the children of heaven neither marry or are given in marriage. It's going to be a new thing. And it's going to be a great thing. In the meantime, we're stuck with the thoughts of earth. We wonder what it will be like. But we know it will be something worth waiting for. Because we have a God of life who rose Jesus from the dead and will do the same for us. We are not sad, you see. We are children of the promise. And for that, we give thanks to God, who is always, always on the side of life and making new out of that which is old. Thanks be to God. Amen.